Hey, this is Dominic Reisig, professor and extension specialist, Department of Entomology and Plant Pathology, North Carolina State University. Today is August 3rd, 2026, and just want to give a quick update focused on cotton. We do have a lot of bollworm moths in the system this year, as I've been mentioning. It would be a really good idea to make sure that you're checking for any unexpected injury. These new varieties do a great job of reducing bollworm injury, but they don't zero it out all the time. And with a lot of moths in the system, they can lay eggs, and those larvae can sometimes overwhelm the crop. Looks like trap catches are down in the southern part of the state, places like Scotland County. They're up in parts of the Piedmont and coastal plain, so just kind of be aware when you're scouting. Plant bug numbers have been relatively low this year, which is great, but a lot of those sprays that covered up stink bugs, you know, sprays targeted for tarnished plant bugs that also took out stink bugs, are not there in the system. So if you're used to spraying plant bugs, make sure you're checking for stink bugs as well. Use that internal injury as a measurement on whether or not you need a spray. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me, ddreisig@ncsu.edu. Thanks.